It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This week on the final edition, apparently we're not the only ones coming back from vacation. And if you don't know who I'm referring to, I'll give you a hint. Approximately half the people listening to this know exactly who I'm talking about, and approximately the other half doesn't. And I'm in the half that doesn't. Also, the Pope meets a leprechaun. Am I spelling that right? Is it leprechaun or leprechaun? I'm gonna look it up. It's Leprechaun. Okay, so Pope and Leprechaun, two fictional characters. We've also got hangings. We've got a hanging. We've got one of those in here. And yet we also have people living forever, which is coming, by the way. I met someone whose husband is working on this, I think at UCLA or something, where they're erasing various genes to see which ones will stop aging. And you know what animal they're working on? You know what's going to be the first creature to whom we bestow immortality? A fly. They're working on a fucking fly that won't die. This is the final edition Radio Hour. But it's only a half hour.
Good afternoon, peasants and noblemen. I'm Bartholomew Hangmanson.
And I'm Aaron Hangman's daughter.
And this is Hang Center.
Center is the highlight show for public executions,
which have been a form of entertainment for most of history. And it has been an exciting day here at the gallows. Tons of action, surprising twists, and screaming crowds.
Some of them screaming from excitement. Let's go to the Hang Center top 10.
Here's number 10. A painting of a hanging. Number 9. A painting of a hanging. Number 8. Another painting of a hanging where you can tell the guy wiggled a lot.
Wow, I haven't seen moves like those since the crucifixions.
And the way they set up that play, it's so crucial. As you can see, it doesn't come together without the rope, the gallows, and the victim who's a Christian in a different way from how we're a Christian. Put that all together and boom goes the dynamite! Whatever that means.
That has got to be the hanging of the year, since when nobles die, it's usually a beheading.
Now let's throw it over to Andrew Bakerson. He's in that one field near our village. You know the one. The one covering Major League Public stonings.
Any hot young stoner prospects out there? Also, that phrase holds no double meaning for me.
Aaron, it's not about arm strength or throwing motion or finding that really good rock from the previous stoning in the dead guy's guts.
I have mistaken so many pieces of bone for rocks.
It's about the passion for the game. And with everybody from old folks to little kids getting in on this year's stonings, it's making for an amazing March Madness.
Guys, there's nothing better than March Madness. To be clear, March Madness is what we're calling this peasant rebellion.
And in other news, the hot stove is heating up.
Oh, no.
With more, we go to William Torture's son.
I confess to starting the peasant rebellion yet.
I confess.
I'm a torturing mole anyway.
You can put him on the rack.
Yes.
He is about to get lit up. Assuming we have enough wood to burn him at a stake.
Oh, and that setting sun means we are out of time. For Aaron Hangman's daughter, I'm Bartholomew Hangman's son, saying thanks for watching. See you tomorrow, and our king was chosen by our version of God.
Praise be and booyah!
This sketch was brought to you by the NFL. The NFL! Doesn't seem so gross now, does it? Ah,
the Emerald Isle. So beautiful, so charming, so... Ow!
Take that, you pointy-headed faker.
Who's there? Who's kicked me? Oh, it's a leprechaun. How cute.
Call me cute, will ya?
Ow, you kicked me again! Okay, I think I know what this is about. You're mad because a Catholic church fuck over your entire country for a century. Is that all right?
You got that right, you pasta-eating scumbag. And why are you talking like that? Aren't you from Argentina?
Oh, yes, but as soon as you put on the Pope hat, you start talking like you make it a pizza. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. When we find a priest who likes to, eat at children for a breakfast like a sugar cereal, capiche? We remove him from the parish, and we put him in another parish, until he's been in all the parishes. That way we spread it around. It's not so bad.
That's what you've been doing. You've traumatized the Irish people, and now we all have to be artists.
Okay, I got another idea. We take a priest, and we put him in the Vatican. We say, and no more a massa for you.
There's only one solution. Burn the Catholic Church to the ground.
Oh, you cannot do that. If you burn the church to the ground, there'll be no Vatican. The Vatican is so cool. It's a city and a country.
Burn it down! Burn it down! Burn it down! Burn it down!
Okay, I'm telling you something else really special about the Vatican. There's a trapdoor. You go down along a ladder, and there's a little room. We got a fort down there. Mini fridge, stack of comic books. John Paul II, that guy was a crazy. He stole a couch from the Raffaello room, and he bring it down there.
I don't care about your fucking fort. You pushed me to the edge. I'm bringing out the big guns. Sinead!
It's been 7 hours.
Oh, no. Not the bold the witch, Sinead O'Connor.
I'm
a melting. I'm a melting.
Disaster preparedness tip number 12.
Familiarize yourself with the nearest emergency exit. Get to know it. Prop it open sometimes and smoke there. Leave packages in front of it so you know where they are.
Is there a lack in your luster? Does your motor keep running down on you? Or are you just really old and probably should have died a long time ago?
I don't feel good.
I can't take much more of this crap.
I'm going to die soon.
Well, don't die yet because we've just the cure for that. It's Stemcellos.
Yay! Stemcellos!
And it comes in various digestible forms and super fun colors.
I feed my children Honey Oat Stemcello breakfast cereal every morning and they love it.
More Stemcellos, Mommy! More! More! Please! I gotta have more!
Of course you do. And now they'll stay young forever.
You can inject them, chew them, insert them anywhere, anytime.
I've been sucking on this thing for hours. I don't feel any different.
That's because you need to swallow it.
Ooh. Gulp. Wow! I can already feel death loosening its grip on me. Thank you, Stemcellos.
That's right. No one has to look old, feel old, or even be old ever again. Death can eventually be obsolete, and aging will soon be against the law. You can look young and fresh forever if you call now and order your free one-month trial for only $49.95 in packaging fees and extreme handling charges. So do it now, or else you'll be put to death by the law because you made the choice to age naturally. So call now and do not age ever!
Praise be Stemcellos!
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Chase O'Donnell.
And I'm Savannah Brown.
And together, we're Two Blondes.
Like all great comics this time of year, we've been on a summer-long hiatus, but hope your summer was just as fabulous as ours.
Okay, we have a lot to catch up on. There's the continuing Mueller investigation, Omarosa's new tell-all book, Michael Cohen's guilty pleas, Manafort's 8 convictions, John McCain's passing.
Oh, don't get me started on John McCain's passing. That one really got to me.
I know. He was a true American hero. Spent 5 years in a POW camp during the Vietnam War.
Can you imagine?
I don't know anything about that. But what he did in that first movie, not so much the sequels, but what he did in that first movie, he was undeniably a hero.
What movie are you talking about?
Die Hard. When he had to rescue his wife and those other Christmas party hostages from Alan Rickman and those terrorist thugs of his in Los Angeles high rise. Unbelievable.
Oh, okay. So that's John McClane, Savannah, not McCain. And that's Bruce Willis playing John McClane. So it's not even a real person you're talking about. The real John McCain, despite everything Donald Trump would have you believe, was a real hero.
Oh, thank God. Well, what do you think of Omarosa's new book?
I didn't read it.
Me neither. Next.
She should be the next Bachelorette, though.
Agreed. After she destroys Donald Trump like Becca destroyed Ari.
You think?
No doubt. He's more brand than man. She'll carve him up like a Thanksgiving Day butterball turkey. Next.
What did you think of Michael Cohen's plea deal?
I don't know how plea deals work. You tell people you're guilty in exchange for them letting you go?
Basically.
So if you tell me someone borrowed your car last night and damaged your rear bumper, and then I tell you that it definitely wasn't me, and then later I tell you that it might have been me, but that the only way you're ever going to really know that is if I tell you, and then I say I will only tell you if you forgive me and not hold me financially responsible, is it something like that?
Are you telling me you wrecked my car last night?
No.
I think we might want to take this offline following the show.
I'm not saying I did anything wrong.
Next!
What are your thoughts on Paul Manafort?
Guilty.
Me too. What's a hung jury, by the way? None of those guys looked very hung.
Savannah, a hung jury is a jury that can't reach a verdict.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. And what about David Pecker? Did he have anything to do with the jury being hung?
No, Savannah, completely unrelated.
It's a funny name, though, isn't it, Pecker?
Yes, Savannah, it's a funny name.
What if his first name was Peter?
Then I guess his name would be even funnier.
And what if Peter Pecker picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Not that funny, but I'd be happy for him.
And if Peter Pecker picked a peck of pickled peppers...
Then where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Pecker picked?
Right on, girl.
I think that pretty much sums it up for this segment.
I think I just did. Pack that pepper in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, I guess that says it all. I'm Chase O'Donnell.
And I'm Savannah Brown.
And together, we're Two Blondes.
Man on the Street!
We just had National Wine Day. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Every day for me is National Wine Day. That's why I'm on the street.
Why did today have to be National Wine Day? I gotta work.
Oh my gosh, I forgot it was National Wine Day. I completely blanked.
National Wine Day, or as we call it here at AA, Wednesday.
I think it's probably really good for the cheese industry.
A lot of people don't know this, but 2018 years ago, it was just National Water Day.
Grape! Grape! Why doesn't anyone care about grape allegations?
Today is National Wine Day, which makes sense because yesterday was National Decanting Day.
My mom drinks her wine out of a mug and we all think it's coffee.
I drink it out of my number one mom mug.
They make skinny girl wines, which are actually just made from raisins.
For you high school kids, today's National Wine Cooler Day.
I went to AA. But the higher power I surrendered myself to was alcohol.
Man, I would even suck your cork.
Schrodinger's cab. Wine outside the box.
It's the day that comes in a brown paper bag.
Today is National Wine Day. And coincidentally, it's also National Oprah's Book Club Day.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here at Chipotle, our customers always come first, which is why when we heard about the recent health scares our patrons have had from eating at our restaurants, we were mortified.
Well, we're taking action and sending all of our employees back to school. That's right. From now on, every Chipotle worker will be given extensive training in food safety preparation here at Chipotle University. At Chipotle University, our employees will be given a crash course in all the proper techniques they need to make sure diners stay healthy and botulism-free. They will study with the masters in the field of serving food without killing anyone by taking fun and informative classes like Don't Leave Pork in the Sun, Searing Hot Queso, The Silent Killer, Improperly Cooked Chorizo, 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 however you pronounce it, it spells trouble. Pinto beans, measure once, fry twice. My carnitas has a first name, it's T-R-I-C-H-I-N-O-S-I-S. Even we don't know what sofritas is. Raw poultry and you, partners in refrigeration. And more. So now, you can enjoy our overpriced burritos and burrito bowls with complete confidence that the GED graduates making them have been well-trained on food safety at Chipotle University. Just don't ask why we weren't already doing this.
No, Chipotle, its parent company, and its subsidiaries are not responsible if you eat our food and get the runs, which you will because it's Chipotle. Chipotle University is not accredited in any U.S. state, so stop telling people you're a college graduate, Kevin. Jesus, what a loser.
Disaster preparedness, tip number 47.
The best place to stand during an earthquake is the Caribbean nation of Barbados, which never has them. The safest place to stand during a fire is the Atlantic Ocean.
Welcome to Big Burger Bob's Bobbing for Burgers. I've got 10 double cheeseburgers floating in this bucket here. All you need to do is dunk your head in.
Guys, I'm ready for my big comeback.
Come back from what?
We're in the middle of my sketch, please.
Yeah, Sam, we were just on hiatus for a few weeks.
Yeah, right. And I spent that hard time sitting in my apartment thinking about what I've done. And now I'm ready for my triumphant return.
But you basically just had a vacation.
Yeah, I know. It's been a really trying time. But now I'm ready to get back out there and make some jokes.
What was trying about it?
Yeah, did you do anything difficult, like a therapy retreat or charity work?
No, I just sort of hung out. But, you know, I thought about some really heavy stuff, trust me.
We have no way to know what you thought about.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense.
Guys, can we please just finish my burger sketch?
I really don't understand why you think you deserve a triumphant comeback from a short vacation.
No, wait. Oh, shit. I forgot to sexually assault a bunch of people before the vacation. Shit! I knew that I missed something. I mean, okay, I've been assaulted by male comics plenty of times, but that doesn't earn you a comeback, does it?
Wait a minute. Is this about Louis C.K.?
Yeah. He just went away for like 10 months and chilled out in his house or whatever, and now he gets to be a beloved comic having a big comeback. Well, you know what? I want a big comeback for doing nothing, too.
I don't think that's how it... Barry?
Don't talk to me.
You know, I'll just do the sketch later.
Yeah, you know what? I want to come back, too.
Okay.
You know what? Come to think of it, since I guess, you know, I never really had a really big career to come back from, I want to come first.
What's that?
Well, you know, if Louis gets a comeback,
then every woman in comedy who never got a break should get a come first.
Right. Women never get to come first.
You're telling me, sister.
I have heard that before.
That's right. We are starting a new movement in feminism right now, right here on The Final Edition. Women finally get to come first. Let's hear it. Come on, ladies. Women come first. Women come first. Women come first.
Oh, geez, Barry. We're really going to have to work on our stamina, aren't we?
Don't talk to me.
Actually, I'm a pleaser, so I am totally into this.
This message was paid for by the Women Come First Coalition, which is pretty much just me right now, but I'm sure that this is going to catch on really soon.
Craving some old-fashioned ice cream but don't know who to trust? Hey, I feel you. Or rather, I don't feel you. Because I'm a regular, normal ice cream vendor with no ulterior motives. And that's the name of my company. A Regular Normal Ice Cream Vendor with No Ulterior Motives, LLC, of Greater Passaic, New Jersey. And now, for reasons I'd rather not get into, I'm leaving Greater Passaic, New Jersey and coming to your town. Hear that? It's just the kind of music a regular ice cream truck would play. Not like those hypersexual ice cream trucks, like this guy.
Join the Islamic State.
Or this one.
Ice cream and abortions.
Or this guy.
The government is wrong.
That shit's fucked up. But me, I fit right into the neighborhood. With my nice haircut and my dungarees and my cute little puppy that attracts children. And my unmarked black van with the word ice cream spray painted on it. So look for me. And hey, enjoy the day with your kids. You won't have them forever.
Gosh, how are you?
I'm okay, I guess. Well, actually, I...
Oh! Don't forget, good vibes only. In order to manifest the life we want for ourselves, we have to receive what the universe has in store for us. Joe, have you been dropping off on your meditation practice?
Yeah, because my mom died?
Oh. That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know that means her energy is everywhere now. And even right here, I feel her. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have worn a skirt.
That's fucked up.
What's fucked up is your vibes. Because good vibes only. Right? I mean, her rising zodiac was perfectly aligned with dying when she did.
You knew her sign?
No.
Do you know when she died?
No, but I don't need to. It's just true. But you need to radiate some light and love.
That's bullshit, man. My mom died.
Yeah. What a blessed opportunity to show the world you are a badass. You can take any obstacle and turn it into a vibrational rainbow.
I think that's just called repressing your emotions.
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe.
They?
Mm-hmm.
I should go.
Okay. Well, you look great. I'm so happy for you. Everything is amazing, and you are manifesting your dreams.
You know what? Go fuck yourself, Sandy. Yeah, you can take a giant bargain bin fucking dildo and make some really good vibes with it.
That sounds great. And I hope for the sake of your energy that your dog and your dad die soon, too.
Applaud as we ascend to Alliteration Nation!
It's Alliteration Nation!
Come and join us at the station and talk in alliterations! If you talk in the same letter, your day will be that much better.
Alliteration Nation, yeah.
Alliteration Nation, yeah.
Yeah!
Beautiful babies, this broadcast is breathtaking because our buddies be back. Bucky Baker, the bread maker, and Robbie Railroad.
Come on, children. Can I catch the collective clapping and cheering in cadence?
Behold, it's me, Bucky Baker.
Dude, a definite delightful day to decide to dish us details of your delicious delectables.
Where's Robbie Railroad, you rascal?
Excited to embrace everyone. I'm inefficient in expressing, okay, look, guys, I got some bad news.
Jeez, good gentlemen. Guests got a gab and grammatically great glossaries at this grandstand. You get us Robbie. We require Robbie. We require Robbie.
Okay, Robbie Railroad really roughly died. He died.
How?
He's just dead, okay?
Have us hear how he had this happen.
Today, tidying up the train when... he was by the tracks when the train pinned him between the space where you get on the car and the actual car itself. It twisted his body around, and he was stuck there for 5 hours, still alive, and they couldn't pull him out, or his insides would just spill all over the tracks. He was just singing the railroad song over and over and over again until finally the train had to leave to make its daily dandelion delivery.
Sounds sad.
Pretty painful.
Okay, guys, we don't have to talk in alliterations anymore, okay? We have to start planning Robbie's memorial service.
It is important that the I idiom... Robbie!
No, I know this is hard for everyone. Let's just figure out our next move here.
Jeez, I just with him at the junction.
God damn it! Stop talking that way, okay? I don't think his wife has heard yet. Who wants to call Rondo Railroad and break the news?
I can communicate the Chronicle to her on my cell phone.
Why would we walk within this wreckage of a world?
Guys, stop forcing the alliterations. We're not going to air this episode now anyways.
Lucky listeners, looky here. This is our live installment. oh, no. Oh, okay, boys and bells. Better believe it's about time for the bouncing ballad.
Look, we don't have to sing the song today.
The decoding dishes, so catch your coat. Because we'll bounce aboard our big blue boat. Sometimes you seem so sunny that you sing. It's time to take a travel by a twisting train.
Train!
And that was episode 265. It was written by sort of a diverse group, actually. Savannah Brown, Joe Davis, Dominique DeBell, Sam Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Chase O'Donnell, Jessica Park, Ebby Parker, Keith Salterjanes, and Alex Schmidt, known at crack.com as Schmitty the Clam. It was performed by all but two of those people, I won't say which ones, plus Gil Barron and Mike Besaw, who also contributed to Man on the Street. We have a lot of music, as usual, from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. Our technical advisor at the UBN studio is the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson and the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson Dancers. I'm just going to say as dancers now. The show was created by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. The editor and executive producer of The Final Edition is Barry Lank. Hi.
Beneath
ora me soffer. Said I, dear maid, will you be my bride? She raised her